Brother Eric John Phelps, welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast on this September 26, 2025, which is a Friday today. I just watched the title of this particular message now is World War III and the Third Hebrew Temple. With the exhortation to you white men, my brothers, my white racial brothers, to not go and fight this papal crusade. Don't do it. If you go, most of you will not come back. You will be fighting at least a two-front war, one in the Middle East, most assuredly, maybe in Eastern Europe, because Trump has now sent American Marines, some 4,000 of them, into Poland to face off with the Belarusians or the Russians there. So the lines are drawn. And it appears that war has begun after the turning point of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which he really was killed, just like John F. Kennedy really was killed. There was blood that came out of Kirk's throat. There was blood out of Kennedy's head, all over the seat in the limousine. I've seen the pictures, because the Jesuit order has a belief that is couched in their fourth vow, and that is, without the shedding of blood of the heretic, there is no salvation. So, as I was saying, the American troops have been deployed to Poland. Poland has a huge military. They're not about to submit to a Russian invasion or dominance, because the Poles, for the most part, hate the Russians for what the Russians did to them during World War II and also the Pope's Cold War. So it's going to be interesting with Poland and Ukraine, if necessary, having to fight Putin and the Russians. Anyway, this is all starting to face off, and we're looking at a couple of theaters of war here, of which the American troops will be in. And I want to bring to your attention that this would not be happening had not the Jesuits, using both Biden and Trump, facilitated this war that I believe will be ultimately the Third World War. Because during this Third World War, the mosques have to be brought down into Jerusalem and the Third Hebrew Temple built. In fact, there was an agitation about that many years ago in the 1930s, and we read of it this in Pierre Van Passen's work, Days of Our Years. He writes in Days of Our Years, page 398, of Days of Our Years. In 1929, the Mufti raised the issue of religion, and this is in Jerusalem. This is Haji Ben al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, appointed Grand Mufti of Jerusalem by an English Lord High Commissioner who was a Jew, and hence they appoint this thug to be the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem because they want trouble. Okay. So we read, in 1929, the Mufti raised the issue of religion. Behind the peaceful behavior of the Jews loomed a sinister design to secure a numerical majority in the country. Once that was attained, the great mosque in Jerusalem was to be replaced with a Hebrew sanctuary. For months, this myth was assiduously disseminated throughout Muslim religious circles all over the country until, with the incident of a small group of Jewish Boy Scouts in August 1929, the attack was launched. This is an Arab attack. 7 years later, when not even the most backward Arab could have been aroused with an appeal to his religious fanaticism, not even with the aid of forged photographs showing the mosque lying in ruins, the Mufti raised the cry that the Jews were crowding the Arab off the land with the intention of pushing him into the sea. So that's exactly what the Arabs say of the Jews today, that they're going to push the Jews into the sea. Whereas before, the Grand Mufti is saying the Jews are going to push us into the sea. But it goes into the context here of a destroyed Muslim mosque, the Mosque of Omar, which they're talking about this in the 1930s. And this is why this present crusade of the Knights Templars has begun with this Third World War to eliminate the Muslim mosque from Jerusalem Temple Mount and to build the Third Hebrew Temple. So, to have a further understanding of this, we need to go back to the Dreyfus Affair. And the Dreyfus Affair took place in France from 1894 to 1906. You want to remember this, it's very simple. A Jewish captain in the French army was accused of treason. He was found guilty, and he was sentenced to Devil's Island for 10 years. He is pardoned by the French president of the Third Republic in 1896, thereabouts, and taken out of that horrible place of the Papal Inquisition called the Devil's Island. And yet he is still not cleared, and so by 1906 he clears his name, he's not guilty, and the one that's really guilty is a Roman Catholic Jesuit coadjutor who is a French officer named Esterhazy. This was all a work of the Jesuits. We read again from Pierre Van Passen's work, Days of Our Years. On page 13 we read, "If ever there was a man of whom it could be said that he had two fatherlands, France and his own, which would be the Netherlands, Uncle Keyes was that man. In the years of our constant companionship, he communicated to my spirit something of his boundless admiration for France and the French people. They represented, he would assert, the vanguard of humanity, and whatever was done in Paris was of importance to all of us Europeans. I do not mean to infer that he held Holland in low esteem. All the Dutch in him revolted against men who talked disparagingly or even lightly about our people, that's the Dutch, and our country, that's the Netherlands. He followed with almost religious passion the painful developments of the Dreyfus Affair, which had thrown not only France, but half of Europe in turmoil. He would seize the newspapers and read the latest news from Paris with exclamations of joy, or, depending on the occasion, with snorts of indignation. Quote, ah, those Jesuits, unquote. When he exclaimed thus, I knew that things had not gone so well for our hero on Devil's Island, which was, of course, the falsely accused, falsely convicted, and falsely imprisoned, and falsely tortured, chained to his bed, the Jewish Captain Alfred Dreyfus. So it was to create this agitation necessary for the founding of the nation of Israel. At the trial of Alfred Dreyfus was a very important man named Theodore Herzl. He was a reporter from Austria, and he reported on the Dreyfus Affair. And so he is the one who has the idea of establishing a new homeland for the Jews in their ancient land, in their ancient promised land. He is considered to be the father of Zionism. His bones were taken after his death, many years after his death in 1904, and taken and moved to Israel today. But what we don't hear much about is Theodore Herzl, who I believe was a Jewish Freemason, had an audience with the Pope, Pope Pius X, in 1904, asking him for help in the establishment of a homeland for the Jews. In fact, I will say that he was requested to come to the papacy, and that he would be used by the Pope to establish a homeland for the Jews. And this would secretly be the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem that had existed from 1099 with the fall of Jerusalem at the hands of the Knights of Malta, of the Knights Hospitallers, to the fall of Jerusalem in what, 1187, to the great Muslim military leader Salah ad-Din, who was a Kurd, to then finally the fall of the Kingdom of Jerusalem in 1291. So from 1099 to 1291, there was what was called the Kingdom of Jerusalem, and it was ruled by the Knights Templars and Hospitallers. When that fell, the Knights Templars had to flee with the dream of the future that they would reestablish this revived, this Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem that had fallen into the hands of the Muslims, of the Mamluks, in 1291. Okay? You got to remember that. Because the reestablishment of the nation of Israel by the labor Zionists, controlled by the Pope, is the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem in the eyes of the Pope and of the Knights Templars. And the Knights Templars have, which are the modern-day Jesuits, they have stolen all the gold of the world, and they're going to take that gold and they're going to use it for the garnishing of the third Hebrew temple when it's finally being built within the next, who knows, 20 years maybe? Hopefully I'm here to see it, because they're going to build it. And all the gold that was taken from us Americans by the Jesuits with the Emergency Banking Relief Act, Proclamation 2039 of March 6, 1933, Emergency Banking Relief Act that approved that proclamation of March 9, 1933, and then FDR's Proclamation 2040, continuing Proclamation 2039 indefinitely until a termination proclamation. At that time, when the Emergency Banking Relief Act is put out, and those proclamations, they would mandate the returning of gold pursuant to the Emergency Banking Relief Act. They would mandate the confiscating of gold from all Americans, and that would happen by May 1st, 1933. Then, in 1934, in January of 1934, the Pope's Radical Socialist Communist Democratic FDR Party passed the Gold Reserve Act, in which act all right, title, and interest to the gold that was seized vested in the government of the United States, and that's the military government, imposed on March 9, 1933. So the gold that was seized, all title belongs to this government of the government of this United States of America under military government, and this gold will be used. It will be exported out of this country into Israel for the garnishing of the third Hebrew temple. Because the gold does not back the American currency. What backs the American currency is every person, every place, everything that's been seized by the commander-in-chief as of March 6, 1933, and he holds legal title to everything in this country. And then the government has legal title to all the gold, but the gold is not collateral for the debt because the gold has to remain separate. It's sequestered, and it's going to be used then by the Pope's military government here in building the Pope's third Hebrew temple to garnish that place with tons of gold. And then it will look to the world like the Jews stole our gold. Look, it's the Jews that stole our gold, when it's the Jesuits who took it. And they want us to blame the Jews, so there will be a huge anti-Jewish fury in America, when it should be an anti-Jesuit fury in America. So that's what they're working on now with this war. So I'm going back now to the Dreyfus Affair. I want you to see that the whole labor Zionist movement was a work of the Pope, Pius X, and that the papacy has controlled labor Zionism ever since. And we go on to the different kinds of Zionists now. There are six different kinds of Zionists. The first Zionist is the labor Zionist, and that's what we are all familiar with. The labor Zionists that run Israel for the benefit of the Pope of Rome. Then there are the revisionist Zionists. The revisionist Zionists were started by Vladimir Jabotinsky. There's a two-volume work on him called Lone Wolf. You want to get it. Vladimir Jabotinsky said all the Jews in Europe and Poland are going to be killed and they need to leave for the land of Palestine, for the homeland that's been set up by the British. And so Vladimir Jabotinsky is not one of the guys the Jesuits want in power. Just as the Jesuits eliminated the Mensheviks and put the Bolsheviks in power, the Jesuits eliminated Vladimir Jabotinsky and the revisionist Zionists and put David Ben-Gurion in power with the labor Zionists. Vladimir Jabotinsky escapes to Hunter, New York, where there he is assassinated. And the men that were involved in the Irgun, who were Jews who wanted their own country for themselves, the Irgun is eliminated, and any surviving Irgunists will have to join Haganah, and Haganah will be turned into Mossad in 1951, overseen in its building by Reinhard Gehlen, a Nazi in charge of intelligence on the Eastern Front for the Germans during World War II. And he was a traitor. So, Reinhard Gehlen will go on to establish the German BND, or the Gehlenorg in Pulick, that's Bavaria, Roman Catholic Bavaria. And he will be overseen by a very powerful Jesuit named Karl Rahner, personal friend of Francis Cardinal Spellman. So, Mossad is a tool of the Jesuits. It is subject to the CIA and NSA. Mossad doesn't do anything without the permission of the Pope through the CIA. That includes the Mossad and Israeli intelligence attack on the USS Liberty in 1967. That was all overseen by the Jesuits in control of Lyndon Bastard Johnson, where he said he wants that GD ship, the USS Liberty, at the bottom of the sea. And as I previously explained why in a previous broadcast here. So, the government of Israel is subject to the Pope of Rome. And again, I want to read to you a certain passage of Scripture where the Jews are subordinate to Gentile rule during the times of the Gentiles, which began in 606, and we are presently still in the times of the Gentiles. A very key verse, and I used it on Michael Collins Piper in our debate many years ago, is Luke chapter 21, verse 24. Christ speaking to his Jewish disciples, which, by the way, are not members of the church, the body of Christ at this time. He's speaking to them as Jews and as to members of the nation of Israel. He says to them, verse 22, "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." That's in Deuteronomy 28. "But woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, and there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people." That's the wrath upon the Hebrew Jewish Israelitish people for the rejection of their Messiah. "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." We are in the times of the Gentiles right now. Jerusalem is ruled by Gentiles. And the big Gentile that rules Jerusalem is the Pope of Rome, that wicked sinner, claiming to be the vicar of Christ, claiming to be a Christian, when he's nothing more than a Roman with a Babylonian religion. This anti-Christ and hates God and hates those of us who love him and hates those of us who read from the Reformation Bible, the AV 1611 Reformation English Bible. He hates that book. He hates the Reformation. He hates nations governing themselves with their own political sovereignty. He hates it. Every nation has to be subject to the temporal political power of the Pope. And if you're not, he's coming after you, boy, with his armies and with his conspirators and from his wet boys and everything else he can muster together. So now going back to our Zionists. There are the labor Zionists. There are the revisionist Zionists that were eliminated by the Jesuits. Can't have that. Then there are the Orthodox Zionists, and these are the Orthodox Jews who hate Jesus Christ, who call him a bastard and his mother a whore, and that Jesus is in Sheol right now, in hell right now, boiling in hot feces. That's what their Talmud teaches. Okay? That's why when I have my own nation sometime, it will be outlawed. It will be an outlawed book. No, I don't believe in freedom of religion. I don't believe in freedom of worship. I don't believe in any doctrine that calls for my death or my persecution. And that is not only Romanism, primarily Romanism, but also Islam and also Orthodox Judaism with their evil Talmud. You got the evil Quran and the evil Talmud, all with a papal hand in both of them, to bias the racial Hebrew-Jewish Israelites from Christ and to bias the racial Arabs, who are half-Jews, from Christ. Because the only two races that have biblical promises are the racial Jews and the racial Arabs, pursuant to Isaiah chapter 19. So the devil hates them both, loves to see them both kill each other, and give them both a religion that will result in each killing each other, where both of them reject the Prince of Peace, the one altogether lovely. Amen. Okay, so now we have the Christian Zionists, and that's the John Hagee and what I used to be, your Bible college Christian Zionists, and they all back the government of Israel as well as the right of the people to live in their land. Now that's half right and half wrong. We defend their right to live in their own land. They have a right to Gaza, and the Muslims need to move. And Egypt needs to help them to move. But no, the Pope has to have the wild card, what he calls Palestinians, there until a future day. So in the meantime, he's going to keep up this agitation, and the labor Zionists are going to keep up the agitation, and we're going to go bomb Qatar, and we're going to kill Hamas and Doha, and we're going to keep this up, and we're going to keep this agitation going. Because the Arab world is all run by Freemasons loyal to the Pope, and they're hell-bent in killing Jews, and so this is going to continue. There's Freemasonic agents on the side of the labor Zionists and Freemasonic agents on the side of the Muslims, on the Sunni and Shia Muslims. They're all working for the Pope. They all work together to keep the agitation going until the final Pope of Rome comes to power, who will make a covenant with many nations for 7 years. In the midst of the 7 years, he's killed, he comes back to life, and he rules the world as the beast of the Antichrist for 42 months. So until such time, until that peace treaty of Daniel 9:27 is signed, there will be war and desolations, and there will never be peace there. So, and the Jesuits will make sure of that, as they're busy serving the devil. So you now have so I had to repent from being a Christian Zionist to being a Calvinistic Zionist, for lack of a better term. We believe that the Hebrew-Jewish Israelites have a right to their land pursuant to the Abrahamic covenant, but we are against the government that rules Israel because it's ruling Israel, those people there, for the benefit of the Pope and not for the benefit of the Hebrew-Jewish Israelites people. I can give you many examples. So, my Christian friend, my born-again, Bible-believing Christian friend, don't be offended for one reason, for one bit, when you see the world going after the government of Israel. Just make sure you defend the right of the Hebrew-Jewish Israelites to live in their land under a government that's not going to betray them. Okay? It's the same thing here. We have this emergency war powers military government here that everything it does destroys us white men. Everything. We need to have a government for the benefit of white men. We need to have a country for the benefit of white men. And we need to break up the country. You give the black, I've always advocated for years, you give the black nation of New Jersey to the blacks. Give the black country of South Carolina to the blacks. Give it to them, the entire infrastructure. And move the whites out. If you can pay for a huge crusade in the Middle East, you can pay for whites to be moved out of those states into other neighboring states and give those states to the blacks. Let them have it. They can have seaports, airports, railroads, farms, all of it. But oh no, we got to keep the agitation going here. Just like we got to keep the agitation going in Israel between the Jews and the Arabs. Here it's between the blacks and the whites. We got to keep the agitation going until the destruction of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Bible-based Christianity. And then lastly, you have the true Zionist, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the great Zionist himself, because Zion has to do with the city of Jerusalem. He is the great king of the city of Jerusalem. We're not to swear by heaven or earth, nor by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. That great king is the Lord Jesus Christ yet to come. So he is the great Zionist. So you have six different kinds of Zionists. Labor Zionists, working for the Pope, revisionist Zionists that the Pope got rid of, Orthodox Zionists that say, well, Israel doesn't have a right to exist until the Messiah comes, which is totally unbiblical and shows you that the Orthodox Zionists do not know their scriptures. And you have the Christian Zionists like John Hagee and a host of others giving $3 million to Christ-hating Jewish rabbis. Yeah. So backing totally the government of Israel, when there needs to be a preacher, a voice that's saying, no, we're not backing the government of Israel. We are backing the right of the Jewish people to live in their own land. And we're not giving foreign aid to anybody, by the way. No foreign aid to any country. And Israel, those Jewish people can take care of themselves if they don't have a government there that's going to constantly destroy them with land for peace and creating outrage, causing the nations to hate them, like the attack on the USS Liberty, etc., etc. So you have the six kind of Zionists. Which one are you? We need to be the biblical Zionists that believe that the Jewish people have a right to their land and to be ruled by a government that will not persecute them. We know it's the time of the Gentiles, and so therefore we know that Israel must be ruled by Gentiles. But why can't it be ruled by righteous Christian Gentiles that will benefit the Jews in living in their own land? Because we're the only ones that will do it. The Catholics won't do it. The Muslims won't do it. The Masonic Jew, Orthodox Jews won't do it. Who's going to do it? We could do it. The Lord would bless us for it. So, those are the different kinds of Zionists. Now, I want to mention to you that I just watched a video on Before It's News. And the guy that gave it, his name is Jeff Berwick. And the title of it is The Charlie Kirk PSYOP Exposed. Can you handle the truth? That is one of the finest summations I've seen so far. He's only wrong about a couple of things, but in general, he's correct. He does mention that Erica Kirk was trained by the Jesuits, but other than that, he makes no more mention of the Jesuit order. So I would like to add to what Mr. Berwick has said here, and I want to add a few more things that I believe will make his presentation more correct. The first one is Charlie Kirk was killed. He was shot with a .38 revolver by one of his associates in a white shirt. I have it posted on my website, 247worldradio.com. Go to archive shows, free. Just click on that. Click down to Eric EJP Hour 2. Click on that, scroll all the way down, and you can watch the two videos. The longer video is a narration by a gentleman that's very good, and it shows you where the shooter's lifting up his arm and he's making the shot. And one of the assassins there, Dan Flood, is about 4 to 5 feet away from Kirk. And then about another 4 to 5 feet away from Flood is Frank Turek. Turek said he was 25 feet away in that lying interview he gave and that lying presentation he gave. He was no 25 feet away, more like 10 feet away. And the shooter was just a couple of feet away, 2 or 3 feet away from him. So it was about a 12 to 14 foot shot. And anybody that's a good shooter with a .38 can make the shot. And he did. Shot him in the side of the head. It goes down at a trajectory and exits the throat. Fits perfectly. No more discussion needs to be made about it. It's there for all to see. Now, you say, well, you know, his death was fake. There wasn't any blood there. There was blood there. Why do you think they covered up the crime scene and paved it? By the way, that was a crime. That's a state crime to tamper with a crime scene, and that's what they did. All of them ought to be prosecuted for it. Every last one of them there who was busy taking apart the crime scene has committed a felony. And they all need to be prosecuted. And that includes the CIA agents and the FBI agents and the state police agents and everybody else and the Turning Point USA boys that were involved in doing that. Charlie Kirk was killed, just like JFK was killed. We have all this nonsense that JFK wasn't killed, and he rolled into the back of his back seat, and Jacqueline Kennedy had a sock puppet there, and it's all nonsense. Kennedy was killed. I saw the very clear pictures of his blood and gore and the seat that he was sitting in. When he slouched down, all that blood ran out in that seat. Kennedy was killed, blood everywhere. Kirk was killed, blood spurting out of his throat. Why? Because the Jesuits have a little saying. And it's in their fourth vow, in their vow of extreme unction. Extreme unction of the fourth vow. And this is it. Without the shedding of the blood of the heretic, there is no salvation. Without the shedding of the blood of the heretic, there is no salvation. So, in shedding blood of their targets, it gives them power. Satan gives them power in the shedding of innocent blood. Kennedy was innocent. He wanted to do the right thing. Kirk was innocent. He called into question the stand-down order of Netanyahu that resulted in the murder of 1,300 people in Israel from the savage Gazan Muslims. Kirk also called for the release of the Epstein files, which there are many who are calling for that, but if the Epstein files are released, that's the end of Donald Trump. If a stand-down order is given by Netanyahu and that becomes public, that's the end of Netanyahu. So Kirk was really an enemy of both Trump and Netanyahu. And so therefore, with that, they decided to get rid of him. And that little funeral they had for him, it was actually a Trump rally. That's what it was. It wasn't a funeral. They're all laughing and carrying on. You got Tucker Carlson laughing and carrying on. That Freemason and CIA operative. I mean, they're all in it. They're all working together. And that includes the radicals on the left. And by the way, Alex Jones, that Jesuit coadjutor, you know what he's calling for now? Instead of calling for the investigation of Trump and Bongino and the FBI director, Kash Patel, and the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and goes on the FBI and the CIA Director Ratcliffe, all those guys, instead of investigating all of them and their part in the assassination, in addition to Dan Flood and Frank Turek and all those other sinners, I counted at least 8 or 10 conspirators there and that were watching and making sure that the shot was not really seen well by other people standing by. Until you prosecute all those sinners, you're not coming to any resolution of anything. And because it's a state crime, what state attorney general has the guts enough to prosecute those people? Remember when Jim Garrison prosecuted Clay Shaw? What did they do to his place, his DA office? They bugged his office. They did everything they could do to prevent him from getting the evidence with a successful prosecution of Clay Shaw. Multiply that about 10 times now. Yeah, we're going to prosecute Donald Trump. We're going to prosecute Dan Bongino. We're going to prosecute Kash Patel. We're going to prosecute Pam Bondi. Yeah, we're going to prosecute Radcliffe, the head of the CIA. We're going to prosecute Tulsi Gabbard, the head of the director of intelligence over all 17 agencies. She spoke at Charlie Kirk's funeral. I mean, it's one great big orgy of murder. And they love it. And the losers are the genuine, sincere, born-again, Bible-believing Christian people, white people, that have joined this movement thinking it's really going to make a difference when they're just being used as suckers because they're in violation of 2 Corinthians 6 by not separating from sin and apostasy. Come out from among them, be ye separate. Remember, Scientology is a part of this too. I wonder how much Tom Cruise knows about this with his Scientology religion run by the Jesuit order. So, this is what we have. It is a turning point. And if you look at that symbol, the turning point, it starts up with blue and stars. Well, that's the Democratic Party. So it's coming up in a turning point, and the turning point then starts to turn up and go to the right, and it's red. Why, it's the Republican Party! Turning point from the socialist communist Democrats to the turning point of the socialist quasi-fascist Republicans. That's the turning point, and the turning point is the murder of Charlie Kirk, covered up by all these entities, and in the end, the one overseeing it all is the Archbishop of New York City, Timothy Cardinal Dolan. Hey, Candace, why don't you start blaming the Archbishop of New York City, Roman Catholic? Hey, J.D. Vance, why don't you start blaming the Archbishop of New York City, Roman Catholic? Turning Point USA, why don't you start blaming the Pope for this? Yeah, that would be the end of Turning Point USA, because you see, the labor Zionists working for the Pope wouldn't give their money anymore to Turning Point USA, because the labor Zionists and these rich Jews are labor Zionists working for the Pope of Rome. And God forbid that any of them should truly resist the papacy. Where is the Jew that's saying, listen, this papacy killed us in the Inquisition, this papacy killed us in the Crusades, tried to bastardize our race with these fornicating, raping crusaders, and now they try to destroy over 6 million of us, over 6 million, yeah, in the Eurasian Jewish Holocaust overseen by Hitler and Stalin and FDR and Churchill, all of those sinners working together. You read the book, John Loftus's work, The Secret War Against the Jews. They all work together. They won't bomb the tracks to Auschwitz. They won't do that, because after all, we got to get those Jews in there to kill them. FDR could have given an order, you bomb those tracks to Auschwitz right now. If you can bomb the oil production in Romania, you can bomb the tracks to Auschwitz in Poland. Easy. They're all working together. Rabbi Weiss there in Washington, that wicked reform rabbi was busy facilitating that no Jews could be brought in here to North America, working with FDR, that Franklin Dandable Roosevelt. They're all working together. And so now, you have the history of the labor Zionists, all working for the Pope. So if you're going to blame the Zionists, make sure you blame the Pope too. Don't leave the Pope out of this, please. In Jesus' name. Yeah, so that's what needs to be done. First of all, we're going to indict Timothy Cardinal Dolan. As Francis Cardinal Spellman oversaw the assassination of JFK, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, with his intelligence communities, using Trump and others, oversaw the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And so we're going to indict the Archbishop, we're going to indict subordinate bishops and any priest involved. We're going to indict, of course, everybody I told you about, Patel, Bongino, Radcliffe of the CIA. And we're also going to indict any Mossad soldiers here. And we're going to tell Mossad, you stay out of our country. You don't come here because we regard you as a treasonous organization. And you're not going to come out and come into this country and carry out political assassinations, because we find that we're going to execute you. So no Mossad agents are allowed here. And while we're at it, there's no Jesuits allowed here either. And we're going to shut down every Masonic lodge here too, because you Masons are nothing but the pimps for the Jesuits to carry out their political assassinations. And you can tell the head of the Masonic lodge that I told him so. Amen. It's terrible. This is what we're under. And that goes for you Knights of Columbus, the same thing too. Because you Knights of Columbus and you Skull and Bonesmen and you Freemasons and you Knights of Malta all work together, and you have been combined right into the Bush crime family. No. And then we're going to prosecute Erica Kirk, because she was a part of it too. That's right. Who benefits in any murder? You're going to investigate anybody that has a benefit. And we're going to let Tyler Robinson go because he's a patsy. Sorry, son. You want to tell us the real truth? If you don't know it, that's okay. You can go. We're going to find that other assassin, that other shooter that never shot around. We're going to find him. That was a distractionary round. We're going to find him. We're going to put him on trial. We're going to find him guilty, and we're going to sentence him to death. We're also going to sentence to death the pilot who drove him out of Provo Airport and turned off his radar. We're going to find you too, and we're going to find you guilty in co-conspiracy, and we're going to put you to death too. You're going to have about 50 to 100 all these people hanging on yard arms. That's right. And I'm coming, and I'm bringing lunch, and I'm bringing my family with me, and we're going to have a wonderful time while we see the execution of these sinners. But just don't blame exclusively Israel for this, Candace. Wake up. Your Romanism has blinded you. That Roman Catholic institution you joined is the most evil, wicked, bloodthirsty institution on the face of the earth. And by the way, they ran the Atlantic slave trade. You know who started the slave trade? It was the Roman Catholic Portuguese. First ones to bring blacks out of Africa into Europe. And then it went to the Spanish Roman Catholics. The Roman Catholic Church is your greatest enemy, black man. They enslaved you. They were vicious to you in their slavery. Don't forget it. Protestants didn't enslave you. Protestants released you. You read Wilbur. We read all about Wilberforce. He spent 20 years of his life as an English member in the Parliament trying to end the Atlantic slave trade. He's your friend. All you blacks ought to have a picture of that white man, William Wilberforce, in your study, in your house. And this is the man that ended the slave trade. And the blacks in the Caribbean said, "Oh, King Wilberforce has come to deliver us." You read about it. Wake up! And stop hating all white men, you fools! So, now we have the turning point. And now Pete Hegseth, that sinner, that white devil, has put out a video from the Department of Defense where you have a display of all the huge American military weapons of war, and there he's praying the Lord's Prayer. "Our Father, which art in heaven," and all these weapons. "Hallowed be thy name," and all these weapons. "Thy kingdom come on earth," and all these weapons. That's what Knight of the Equestrian Order Pete Hegseth has done. And who appointed him? A papal slave with his Roman Catholic wife, Donald Trump. And as I mentioned, Charlie Kirk was set up to be killed years ago because his daddy, Richard Kirk, was the overseer of the architecture of Trump Tower. They worked together for years, and I would imagine his murder was planned on as a sacrifice, as a blood sacrifice, to give them more power, because without the shedding of the blood of the heretic, there is no salvation. They bled him. They shot him. They killed him. They had to shed his blood. So in conclusion, they started their war. Listen, folks, it's all from the papacy. Wake up. The papacy runs Fox News with papal slave Rupert Murdoch. The papacy runs MSNBC with papal slave Lawrence O'Donnell. The papacy runs all the news outlets, all of them, and you're not going to get a true history of the papacy from any of these outlets. So that's what us preachers are here for, to tell you, because no one else is going to do it. And so now the crusader, the great crusader, Richard the, Pete the Lionheart, yeah, Richard the Lionheart, Pete the Lionheart, is going to wage a crusade of Christians combined under Turning Point of America to go fight the crusade of the Pope, to liberate Israel from all the Muslims, and to destroy the Muslim mosques, and to then rebuild build the third Hebrew temple, not for the Jews, but for the Pope. And by the way, that third Hebrew temple is called the Temple of God in Revelation 11. Calls the holy place by Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:15. That place is the temple of God. They're going to build it even though they have evil, wicked purposes serving their father, the devil. But it's still the temple of God. We just object to how it's going to be built. We object to this crime of engaging in a war that will facilitate it. The Lord can do it. The Lord can have an earthquake. Remember, there's a movie out there with Jean-Claude Van Damme called The Order. And in that movie, The Order, it shows the plot of the Templars to have bombs underneath the Dome of the Rock and to blow it up. Watch it. The Jesuits, with their Jesuit coadjutor actors, tell you what they're up to. And so in conclusion, nobody's going to be prosecuted for the Kirk assassination except maybe the Patsy. God forbid, more innocent blood to be shed. Second of all, there's going to be a war here where hundreds of thousands of my white racial brethren are going to be killed. And Alex Jones, that Jesuit coadjutor, he's not telling you that the Pope is behind this. He's telling you it's the left. It's the left. That's exactly what the Jesuits want you to believe. It's the left. They run the left. And by the way, there's nobody in the left that has said, you know what, I think Phelps is right. I think the Pope's behind this. Which leader in the left, which senator or House of Representatives in the left has said, you know what, I think the papacy's involved, just like they were in the Kennedy assassination? Which one is going to say that? Are you Joy Reid? How about you, Joy Reid, you black, hateful racist whose parents brought you, had you over here when they left Africa and settled in, what, Iowa? And you were raised in a beautiful little white community and you hate white people. And yet you had the guts enough to say Trump was never shot. He was never shot. That's all a fake. That's phony baloney. Oh yeah, they did kill that one white man. I think he was a fireman, a decent white man. They killed him, but not Trump. That's all faked. And if Trump would fake his attempted assassination, don't you think he'd be involved in the killing of Charlie Kirk? Wake up! Like my black preacher friend, you say, I don't want to speak less, I want to wake him up! So it's time to wake up. You've got a real tiger by the tail here, because now he has all power. I saw him say to Pete Hegseth, he says, you just do whatever needs to be done. What? Do whatever needs to be done? What is this? You think you're King Louis XIV, Trump? Yeah, you do, because that's what your apartment there in Trump Towers is modeled after. The palace of Louis XIV. You got $100 million worth of gold in that little nice little apartment there. Isn't that nice? Trump Tower designed by Richard Kirk, the father of Charlie Kirk. I mean, you Freemasons really got it made here. Until you die and you're going into hell for a while and you can remember everything you did. Until the Great White Throne Judgment. And then the books will be open and then the dead will be judged out of their books, and your works will determine your degree of the lake of fire. So get ready, Donald. Get ready, Dan Bongino. Get ready, Patel. Get ready, all you wicked sinners, J.D. Vance. You're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire in a degree that you've earned according to your works. And I say political assassination and high treason will get you to the deepest degree. That's where Judas is going. Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know where he's at. He's over in the garden over there. Just go ahead and rest him. Bye-bye, Judas. It would be better for you had you had never been born than you should betray the Son of Man. And it's very similar now. Better for all you assassins to never have been born than to carry out a political assassination for the benefit of the Pope of Rome. CIA serving the Pope. Mossad serving the Pope. British intelligence serving the Pope. German intelligence serving the Pope. The high leaders of Turning Point serving the Pope, the Council for National Policy serving the Pope, the Council on Foreign Relations, of which all your news media is a part of, busy serving the Pope. And all those people going to the Al Smith dinner every year, you see their power, the newsmen, the senators, the congressmen, all sitting there, the presidential candidates sitting there with the Archbishop of New York City, the king of the Pope's Holy Roman 14th Amendment, Corpus Fascist, Socialist, Communist, American Empire. He's the king. You gonna expose that, Joy Reid? Huh? You going to expose that, Candace Owens? You going to expose that to a Whoopi Goldberg? I doubt it. You pimps and whores, you're busy making your money from the Pope and his agents, and that's the last thing you would ever do. Tell the truth and lose your money and your influence because you have no honor. In conclusion, the Lord has commanded all men everywhere to repent and to believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. That includes you, Frank Turek. Frank Turek, the mentor of Charlie Kirk, the man who gave a pretty good message at his funeral, talked about imputing the righteousness of God to us. That was a pretty good message, Frank. Too bad you don't believe it! Too bad you had a hand in the murder of your best friend that you tutored. What a disgrace. What a heartbreak. Yeah. Time to truly repent and believe the gospel. So that's with you, Tucker Carlson. You talked about repentance. We need repentance. How about you, Tucker? How about you repenting, knowing exactly what happened to Charlie Kirk, you brother Freemason and loyalist to Trump, in the final analysis because you're a coward? You CIA operative? Yeah. You guys thinking you're getting away with it? You're not getting away with anything. It's all recorded in heaven, and you're going to be judged for it all. And you think when you die, you're dead as a dog, and ain't so. My father used to tell me, hey, Eric, when you're dead as a dog. I said, oh, Dad, no, you were not. We're going to be judged according to our works. Well, I've done good and I've done bad, and when I get there, they're going to weigh the good and the bad, and the good's going to outweigh the bad, and I'm going to be fine. I said, oh, no, Dad, you got to have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You can't have any sin whatsoever. You got to have his perfect righteousness, so when God the Father looks at you, he sees his Son. And if you don't have that perfect righteousness, you're going to hell and the lake of fire, Dad. That's why we talked about four times in 20 years. God's called all men everywhere to repent and to believe this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Especially you, all you assassins. Especially you, you Muslims. Especially you, you Roman Catholics. Especially you, Roman Catholics, because you're not saved and you don't believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you're loyal to the Pope and the rosary, like that guy came out in Charlie Kirk's funeral and he lifts the rosary up there, this little chain of beads with a cross on it. That's idolatry! Has nothing to do with Jesus Christ or the Bible. More papish poop. Heresy. Now that's what a Protestant tells you. That's what a Calvinist tells you. May you listen. May we repent. May we can truly confess our sin. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We might be fit for his use. I need to do it on a regular basis, and so do you. May God help us. In the face of this unfolding world war, where all these young, beautiful white men are going away to never come back, they're gonna die. And that will ultimately be the end of the white race in North America, because it'll be an easy conquering for the Sino-Soviet Muslim invasion when they finally arrive. And they're coming. After our troops are betrayed and are on both fronts in the East and the Far East, they're coming. May the Lord doeth what seemeth good to him. Brother Eric John Phelps, thank you for listening to the podcast today. I have a book, Vatican Assassins, Wound in the House of My Friends. Please go to my website, vaticanassassins.org. You can pick up some CD there. Hopefully I'll get my book reprinted this year, maybe. Go to 24/7 World Radio to archive shows. Click on that and scroll on down to EJP Hour 2. Click on that. Scroll on down to all the programs that I have, the last five or six of them there. It's all about Charlie Kirk. There's a couple videos there you want to watch to show. And you can see he was shot at close range in the head with a handgun that didn't eject a shell, didn't eject a casing, so it had to be a revolver. Go ahead, watch it. When the Jesuits shed the blood of the heretic. Please send your gifts to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. That's RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. I can use a gift. I'm kind of down on it right now. I have some bills to pay. So if you could help me out, I'd dearly appreciate it. Send also a gift to my Cash App at hashtag Eric, E-R-I-C, John, J-O-N, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. Or you can send it to RBPB. Donate at Comcast.net, rbpbdonate@comcast.net. I appreciate a gift because nobody has told you what I have told you in this last hour anywhere. Will you help me? Will you pray for me? Will you send me some financial gifts? Because I really need your help at this time. So until we meet again in our podcast, may the Lord bless you as you do his will according to his word. AV 1611 Reformation English Bible. And by the way, the Trump Bible that he's put out there, the Trump Bible, has nothing to do with the King James Bible. So, as we read the AV 1611 Reformation English Bible, the Lord bless, Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Mm-hmm.